It's almost kind of the day the music died when you think about it. Over the past half decade or so, no one has lit up the WWE the way CM Punk has. On the mic, in the ring, he's the total package. He's changed the face of wrestling incredibly, just as much as a guy like Shawn Michaels, for the simple fact that, again, a small guy can get it done in the ring. A small guy can captivate the fans. A small guy can beat up big guys. A small guy can be intimidating. A small guy could be a submissions master. It seems like the WWE in its ebb and flow form of entertainment seems to forget the little things from time to time. And CM Punk was the kind of guy that always made us remember. The news that this guy may have actually left the company is a bit crazy. He's one of the top level stars in the company, and he's needed. He was working at a very, very important angle with the Shield that was going to play a big role in the future. This was Roman Reigns' chance to make a face turn and to break up the Shield and kind of bring in a bunch of new people. And CM Punk has gone a long way with these guys over the past couple of months. He's done what Daniel Bryan and Kane did earlier, is continue to make these guys legitimate stars. It's something that the three of them couldn't have done without them. Without Daniel Bryan and CM Punk and those guys laying the groundwork, the Shield wouldn't be what the Shield is. So the fact that CM Punk is gone, it makes other people's jobs a lot tougher. It's the guy that got it done on the mic, in the ring. His contract was supposed to expire in July. Some people were saying that they thought he might be done, and even he himself wasn't sure. I think this is a ploy. I don't see CM Punk retiring at this point in his career or simply walking away. He's not that kind of guy that would go for a career in MMA. I don't see that from him. Sports entertainment is in his blood. This is the thing that drives him, you know, his only addiction is competition, you know, I mean, all of that stuff. You can say what you want, that it's fake and that it's a joke, and even the vignettes and the promos and stuff, but a lot of that is that guy. That guy loves this stuff. So I sincerely think that it's a ploy. I think with the WWE launching in the next couple of months and WrestleMania around the corner, this is something that the WWE needs to clean up right away, and they know that. But at the same time, with CM Punk being the rebel that he is, you know, the cult of personality that he is, I totally see him possibly using the launch of the WWE Network to his own advantage and saying, listen, I want this or I want that. And if I don't get it, I'm done. I'm out of here. So fill the card without me. With the additions of, you know, Batista and other athletes getting opportunities to fill up the card, Big E Langston, you know, the Intercontinental Champion, and then the New Age Outlaws in the fold, the card looks very, very different than it did, say, a year ago when Punk was still in the world title mix. He hasn't been in the world title mix in a long time, but his value on the card is still important. How important it is, only the WWE knows that. So that's kind of up to them. It's make or break for them. They can say, yeah, you're not as good as you think you are, or you're not the best in the world anymore, and we'll bring back another guy, or we'll develop this guy, we don't need you. That could happen. And then, where does CM Punk go from there? Does he go to Japan? Does he go to TNA? Does he stop wrestling altogether? Or they could say, oh crap, you know, we made a mistake, let's see if we can fix this before WrestleMania and get you back in the swing of things. All I can say is that this week's Monday Night Raw felt weird without him. He's been a staple on the show for a very long time, and even in his exodus after his world title loss, his WWE title loss a couple of months back, you know, the show did not feel the same without him. He's, you know, one of those guys that needs to be on the card. Him and Daniel Bryan, John Cena, those are essentially the straws that stir the drink of the WWE right now. And it's probably in the WWE's best interest to find out what's going on with him, how this whole situation can be fixed, and how they keep him for a couple more years. He's, you know, not old yet. He's still in great shape. He can definitely deliver some top-notch sports entertainment. It's in their best interest to keep him. They don't want him to go somewhere else. The last thing you want is a fledgling company to get hold of a star that is pissed off at the competition. So we've seen WCW look dead in the water. They got Hulk Hogan, then they got this guy, then they got that guy. The WWE losing Punk could be the start of something else. You know, the last thing you ever want to do is give TNA or Ring of Honor or any of these other companies an opportunity to acquire a top-level star like that. So, again, it's in the WWE's best interest to just solve this and get to the bottom of it and find out why Punk decided to take his ball and go home with it.